off Aranesh Alt's house. www.alt-exam.ir.
Words in the news from bbclearningenglish.com.
In the past, there's really only been one way to describe the climate towards business almost anywhere in Africa. Distinctly hostile. Mountains of forms to fill in, complex, sometimes contradictory regulations, and bored, uninterested civil servants. But, says one of the authors of this report, Sylvia Solf, change is on the way.
Over the past 3 years, this trend has been reversing. And this year, 2/3 of the reforms globally have been taking place in developing countries. And in Africa, more than half of the countries off the continent have reformed. This is really a very new development. It's a very exciting development.
Regulations are being scrapped. One-stop shops at which businesses can be registered are being set up. Many forms can now be accessed online. At the front line of these reforms is the island of Mauritius, which is already as easy to operate in as many developed countries. Rwanda, Liberia and Burkina Faso have also made real progress to improve the climate for business. But many other African nations, among them some of the poorest countries on earth, like Chad, Congo Brazzaville and Swaziland, have made no moves in this direction. Some, like Tanzania, have even gone backwards. Extracting bribes from businessmen to get round the obstacles may be one reason why some of the continent's leaders have failed to take the path of reform.